Hello and welcome to the Joe Hendry Show. It's not called the Joe Hendry Show anymore. It's called Pish Talk.
Be fair.
Come on, I'm not going to answer that. Come on now.
Be fair.
I'm not going to answer that. Welcome to Pish Talk. First of all, I want to say, folks, on January 19th, we've got a new class.
Damn right.
At the training school. Check out edinburghwrestling.com. We were rocking and... Pardon me, God, my throat today, man.
Good God.
2 seconds. I'm going to have to order a strepsil here.
You got to get on the old Jakemans.
Sophie? Can I get a strepsil, please?
It's like...
Thank you. I love how I said, can I get a strepsil? I forgot to say please.
Please.
She's saying goodbye to the dog, but it sounded like it was to me there. Anyway, so you notice how I leaned away from the microphone to say that and then came back and went... please, or thanks, or whatever it is I said. But anyway, so edinburghwrestling.com, folks, check it out. We're rocking and rolling at training today. It was a lot of fun. I'm loving seeing the progress that everyone's making.
That was a great session.
Yeah, yeah. We got a new batch coming in on January 19th. We got 6 places left, so head over to edinburghwrestling.com and book yours. Muchas gracias. I want to give a shout out to the Patreon supporters as well. You guys are awesome, supporting us for a long time. So I want to give a shout out to, if you're tier 3 or above, you get mentioned by name on every podcast. So if you want to get that benefit, head over to patreon.com/Joe Hendry. Want to give a shout out to Ian Downey, Kirsty Bailey, Chris McCulloch, Joe's mum, Gordon Brown, Ben Wackett, Adam Wilson, Mark Leslie, Brian Smith, Daniel Bentoncourt, Jamie Flood, James Pointer, Will Ledwith, David McCarthy, Ross Wilson, Jordan Schofield, Barry Carruthers, James Weiss, and David Thornton. Thank you for God, pardon me. My throat is just... Dave, you might need to...
So we're tell you what we'll do, Joe. I got an idea, a cool idea.
You might need to call this match.
Where are you going to be, Joe? Where are you going to be? What's coming up next in the pipeline for you? Where can people see you if they want to see you wrestle?
Well, I never mention it, but Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Ring of Honor.
And by never mention it, I mean going about it all the time.
All right. I thought you might have some specific dates or places that you wanted to
mention. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So...
like, I'm going to be here at this time, at that time.
August 10th, I believe we're in Atlanta, Georgia.
Damn.
And then on August... not August, that was when
I was going to say...
I debuted in August, sorry. Yeah, it's a long way.
January, right?
January. So it's very late. It's very late. We've been working hard today. We've been
it's been a long one today.
Yeah, we've been working hard.
It actually has been a long one, hasn't it?
Friday, January 10th, we are at... now, let me just check that date now. Let me just check that.
Keep an eye on them dates.
Yeah, there we go. January 10th, we are in Atlanta, Georgia, and 11th, I'm in North Carolina. So there you go. I'm excited about it. And then the 11th, me and Dalton are wrestling the Briscoes, so I'm excited about that.
Boom.
I do want to...
if anyone wants to check me out, I'll be at WrestleZone, 25th of January.
I will also be there.
At I believe it's the Summerhill Showdown.
Mm-hmm.
And give me 2 seconds and I'll remember where it is.
And then we're going to get into some weird news, because I've been looking... I'm telling you, there's some weird news.
Oh, there's some weird news.
There's some weird news.
Weird news.
Weird.
Weird. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, that's at the Shure Hotel in Landstrecht. So, you go there on the 25th of January, and you'll see me and Joe wrestling some people.
There you go.
All right.
So, all right, let's get into the weird news. All right, the first one...
this already looks weird.
Yeah, this is a text conversation. We're going to the mirror, which is obviously, you know, the cornerstone of any credible news source.
Dude, I've always been told. I was told if it's got a big red banner on it, it's clearly made for like the top news.
Yeah.
Like
that. You know, weird. Stephen Fry is browsing the weird news section of the mirror. Anyway, I don't know if this is, you know, really newsworthy, but here we go.
I take my shoe off and I gave myself fucking hamstring cramp.
You've got cramp, people. I think this is from Reddit, but basically, a guy posted this after his son Zach sent the message. I had the most embarrassing thing in my effing life happen today.
Oh God, this looks bad already.
His dad wanted us to know. Blah blah blah. So
this feels Zach like a conversation that should not be given to your dad.
So he says, "I know. So I have these nice black slacks. That's trousers for those who don't you aren't from America.
Trousers.
I know. They are a little tight for me, but they fit." Nice.
Pantaloons.
Anyway, I knelt down picking up some soup bowls today, and they literally exploded off my body.
Oh, God.
And he says, it's laundry day. I was commando.
Oh, shit.
Long story short.
Where was he again?
Long story short, my manager, who was putting soup bowls away, literally saw my a-hole.
Oh, my God.
So, leaving his dad unable to breathe, he continued, I had to drive back to my house and change pants and then go back. As his dad recovered enough to clarify if the trousers had split, the son said, Dad, they effing exploded. They were... Yeah. Oh, probably not in a rush to tell dad about that one.
I mean, I don't think I... yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
Thing is, I'm thinking of the visual here, right? I'm thinking, like, he said they exploded off his body.
And he says he's just bent over
now,
as well.
I'm not buying this. I think this is a lie.
See, I think it's bullshit.
I think it's bullshit. And I'll tell you why, right? Because number one, if those exploded off his body, right, and he's commando, like he says, those are two statistical improbabilities.
Yes.
I can handle one.
You know what I can't handle, right? This is what I can't handle, right? So... Last week, I was looking at suits.
Yep.
And I was like, man, you know what would be interesting? Because, like, jeans have got it these days. Everything's got it these days. They've got a bit of stretch to them. Jeans with a bit of stretch. And I'm like, I wonder if they do suits with some stretch. And you know what they do?
You can
actually buy suits with, like, a bit of stretch in them, right? And I was like, that's what, like, Conor McGregor and all these people that are wearing super tight suits but can still somehow move must be wearing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, that's cool. So I'm not buying it.
Yeah, well,
I'm not buying it. I think the odds are that his trousers, his pants had some stretch in them.
He got them. He got them from China.
They were from China.
The people from China are amazing. I know all about them. I researched them more than anybody. They're so fantastic.
My guess is
Matt Donald Trump always turns into Ric Flair. It's like he starts off like that. It's like they're amazing.
Dude, okay. So my guess is that they had some stretch in them,
mm-hmm.
had some stretch, and I'll tell you what right now, stretchiness in like jeans and shit, amazing.
Okay, well, okay, let me just circle back here. Let's keep focused.
If they're jeans, they've got like a zipper.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going commando.
Oh no, he didn't say there was a zipper. These are trousers, not jeans.
But they still have a zipper. You're not going commando with a zipper.
That's true. Okay. What the heck? You know what?
You're just grinding against a zip.
I agree.
He's talking shit.
It was laundry day. Who goes, oh, it's laundry day.
I'll just go naked.
Yeah. I'll just leave my buzz hanging about the office. Like,
I guess I'll just hang some brain in because I'm doing my wash.
Right. Hang some brain. I've never heard that before. So anyway, but here's my thing, right? So here's what I call BS, right? If we're in a court of law, and this is a part of the story, this is where I'm going to start to pick apart the witness, right? I'm going to say, so he says the trousers exploded off his body, and he's commando. What's the first thing that's going to happen? You're not even going to be concerned about what's happening with your arse because your nuts are just going to be...
Yeah.
Exactly. They're going to be on full display. Now, I'm sorry. If they exploded off his body, right, you're going to be more concerned about your buzz hanging out than your arse, right? So are you telling me that not only, A, you got trousers that exploded off him, B, it was laundry day, and C, they exploded just enough to expose his entire arse without any balls?
Why have I just got this like weird feeling? It's like... Do you know, like, I don't know why. I've got this weird visual in my head of, like, just them just, like, all popping off his body.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing. Just
yeah, just the entire thing. Yeah.
So, and he says, apparently, so he replies, so he's saying, oh, everybody saw at least a cheek. And then Kelly, though, Kelly looked inside. And it's just like, no, that's nonsense. That's not true.
Who's sending that shit to their dad?
Yeah, it's not happening. And then the dad's jumping on Reddit to talk about it.
My son was made a right arse himself the day.
I just wanted to tell someone that my son showed his arse at his work.
I was at the pub. I'll tell you what, Barry, you need to get to the pub. You've got to hear the story about how my son literally just sausage supper arsed his entire work.
No his balls though. No his balls. No, I want to make that clear right
weirdly
now.
Weirdly enough, he wasn't concerned about his balls one bit.
We've not raised a laddie like that.
No, we were like, mate, just balls everywhere, mate. Like, son, you should be proud of your balls.
I tell you now, you show your ass about tune, but then he show your balls.
Like, mate, Kim, what? You want plenty of air and plenty of oxygen on your balls, eh? But then he let your arsehole get there.
Right.
Your arsehole should be tucked away.
So this next one, someone So this is a hilarious decorating fail. You know what? You kind of need to see that. You need to see that. It's pretty funny.
What the fuck?
So basically, someone's got like tiles off like the internet, and they've got someone to put these like nice seashell tiles across their bathroom, and it just says sample text at the top. You kind of got to see that one. You got to see that
even
one.
Even if that doesn't say sample text, even yeah. if it says, what if it that says like possibly say
Chilute Head,
ha, Blackpool Beach.
It's oh, like it says Porty Black, Beach. It says Blackpool Beach 35 times on my bathroom wall.
It says Porty Beach.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. So, woman facing lawsuit after revenge plot against against cheating boyfriend. So we're gonna watch some of this. So basically, this is what's happened. She's replacing all of his kind of shower gel, all of his. So she's cutting through his clothes and she's poured his shower the whole gel thing. Out. And she's poured the shower gel out and she's put she's putting Veet in the shower gel.
So I'm assuming it's like the
cream. Oh my god, she's putting bleach in cups.
That's bad.
Okay, now this that's too far. Yep. That's too far. No wonder he's leaving her. She can't even cut his clothes
really
properly.
Shitty clothes.
And then so she's basically like filled a cup with bleach, and now she's like, "I'm a dick" written on the t-shirt, and it's like you got to escalate. You know what I mean? You can't can't put bleach in his cup and then go. So she's putting chili powder in his shower gel as well. Yeah, because he's never going to notice that.
I feel like when he goes never going to get the shower gel,
and he's going to put it on his hands, and then he's going to go, "Oh wait, no, I'm not going to use this because it's chili powder." She's putting yogurt in his shoes. Yeah, well done.
So now she's facing a lawsuit.
Have you ever seen that one of the guy that has this big, like, revenge? It's like, I can't remember what it is, right? But, like, he's like, it's... the guy just seems like the worst guy ever. Like, you're just like, you know... I'm watching one of these, and he's like, right, I've just found out, right, that something's going on. So what I've done, right? And is he literally like, it's like something out of Saw. Right, he's like created this whole thing where he's like, I've left rose petals going up to the bedroom and all this, and he's set up this elaborate thing, and then he goes up and he's like,
then when you go in, there's just going to be a lad there with exploded trousers and his arsehole facing you.
No bars though. But anyway, and he's like,
shit, I gave myself crap with the other
and
leg.
He's like, so he's been dating this woman for like 5 years or whatever, and he's like filming her for Facebook Live, and then like he just like it all ends up with this elaborate thing. Takes like an hour to get through, and then at the end, she opens up a card and he's like, "Who the F is Thomas Rue?" or something like that. And she just looks at the camera. Then he just walks in the car, and it's like it's got like millions of hits on Facebook. And it's like,
what the fuck?
What? Yeah, it's like what? Like it's just a weird thing to do.
It's a weird thing to do, but it's also a weird thing to watch because it literally just doesn't go anywhere.
And I'll need to show you.
So what happened? So she's facing a lawsuit. Go back. She's facing a lawsuit.
I've got rid of it now.
Oh, for the
she's
love
facing
of
a lawsuit. But no wonder.
Is that because of the bleach?
But next one. Man caught publicly urinating in the middle of terminal. Now, I got a few questions here, right? Let's have a little looky-poo here, right? So,
looky-poo?
Okay. So he's literally, like, honestly, he's just sitting on a chair, and he's just pissing. Like, and it's literally like in comedic fashion.
It's got like a big arc to it.
Yeah, it's like it's going up and then down, right? He's literally just
he's
sitting
got a strong
there.
Flow for pish, an older gentleman.
Pish
like.
Is going everywhere and he's not even bothered to get up. He couldn't even be arsed to stand up and pish. He's literally sitting down reading the paper and just pishing.
I mean, that's got to be so difficult to like lodge. This isn't his first time doing this.
No, it's not.
This is
look
logically...
At, look at what he's wearing, right? He's got like a body warmer on, he's got trousers on, he's got Nike shoes. It doesn't look like the cheapest things you've ever seen. You know what I mean? It's like... But anyway, so...
I mean, logically speaking, you've got to aim it and shit. Like, the odds of that getting all over your lap and it looking terrible. Good. I mean, he's a pro at this. This is not his first rodeo, I'll tell you that.
But I want to know as well who goes, I'm going to film that.
I love who's... Were they filming before he started pishing?
I don't know.
Because that's a long pish. Like, that's not even...
Oh my God, so no, look. So he's got a black top with his belly and chest on display. So he's literally just sitting there with his belly out as well. Wow.
What the fuck? What happened? Did anybody say anything to him? Or?
Don't know.
They're just like, he's an old guy. Just let him do what he
wants. I got this one, right? So there's a few one here. A few ones here before we crack on.
Ooh.
So there was... I'll come back to that one in a sec. I'm going to leave that one. So women used asparagus to predict Trump will win election but will be impeached.
Oh my God.
So a fortune teller who used asparagus to predict England winning the Cricket World Cup says the US president is in for a rocky 2020. And this person is getting this is in the Metro. So 2020 predictions. So the BBC license fee will be abolished or reduced. How'd you get that for asparagus?
You know what? Here's my theory. She didn't get it from asparagus.
No.
You know what? My theory is she's just making predictions that are fairly decent predictions. Like, Trump winning the election is a pretty decent prediction.
Yeah, because who checks it? Well, you know, we should start making predictions.
It's also a 50-50 chance at that point back in the day, right? But will be impeached. It's like, well, again, the odds were pretty high on that. You know what I mean? Like, the odds were pretty... Her going, England are going to win the Cricket World Cup. Again, fairly high odds on that. England are pretty good at cricket, you know? England are pretty good at cricket.
So, major political parties will see a shake-up sooner than predicted.
What? Again, what? That could
That's
be
so
anybody.
Vague.
Yeah, that could be
That's
anything.
So vague.
That's me, like me going, Joe, I can tell the future. You're not going to believe this, but there's going to be a car pulling up outside your house at some point in the next couple of days.
So you got to see this one, right? So appalling moment after painter. So a pensioner's going past. He's in a wheelchair, and there's a guy with a ladder in the way. He just starts shaking.
Oh my, dude.
I should laugh, but you got to see this.
What about...
So, Google painter falls off ladder after angry pensioner shakes it for getting in his way. Imagine that, just being like...
How angry at the world is that pensioner?
Where he thinks it's completely justifiable to push a guy over potentially to his death because a ladder's in the way.
He could have got past him as well.
He could have, but didn't he went in it.
Dude, that's insane.
I'm leaving these two ones for last.
And these are the
so,
top ones.
YouTuber pranks followers by kissing his sister.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack there. One. What?
Prank.
That's like,
how desperate for YouTube views do you have to be?
Which YouTuber was it?
So he's called Chris Munro, a YouTuber known as Prank Invasion, caused a stir in April after uploading a video of him kissing a woman he claims is his half-sister. Viewers were left unsettled by the video, which was titled Kissing My Actual Sister Prank. It's just a prank, bro. In the clip, Chris challenges his sister, a woman named Caitlin O'Connor, to play a game with him, and if she loses, she has to kiss him. Okay, so
why would she play this
game?
At
what point is she like, I'll do that, that's a laugh.
Like... Shag my and ma. It's just a prank, bro. It's like, what the fuck?
Who was the prank on? Oh, just a prank. Eh? Like,
get what I mean? Like, just... It's on you guys, eh? Like, is it? Oh, is it really?
It's like, oh, mate, I just like... I was walking to the street, I just cut this guy's head off it. It's just a prank.
Just,
yeah, like.
Mate, I'm just like driving to the road. I thought, fuck it, I'll just hit that guy with my car, eh? It's just a prank, eh? Just a prank, bro.
So there you go. No, I can't believe this now. To
what
me,
the fuck?
I can't believe this.
Okay, here's my. It's not his real sister. Yeah, it's not his real sister, obviously. They're like, no, I'm telling you, we'll do a DNA test live on YouTube, eh?
It can't be. But anyway, so this is my favourite one.
Okay.
So, 80s pop star Andy Bell. So let's look up who he is, right?
Okay, let's get some background on this gentleman. I haven't heard of that guy.
I haven't heard of him either.
So, Andy Bell. Watch him.
Played
in
the band Ride. So he's a songwriter, singer, producer,
mate,
DJ, and former member of the band Hurricane Number One.
Mate, we're Ride. Hurricane Number One, that sounds like something out of SmackDown 2.
I know.
Hurricane Number One, Hurricane 2.
So,
Woman's Special Slap 3.
So, there we go. He's known.
He was a guy, you know, he did some stuff.
Let's have a look at this.
Watch everybody in the comments be like, you didn't get Andy Bell, you fatties.
80s pop star Andy Bell claims he once turned down an offer of sex from an alien.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, erasure.
He was... What? He was in Erasure? Maybe we've got the wrong guy.
I feel like that would be worth mentioning.
I feel like we've got the wrong guy on this Wikipedia here.
Yep.
What?
There you go.
Oh,
Andy Bell from Erasure.
Oh, it's a different guy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's two different guys.
Now, yeah, but that's huge. has taken me. He was talking about his let me phone home.
Just like, was this, just give a little respect to E.T. I feel like my singing jokes would be so much better if I could actually sing.
Well, check this out. 80s pop star Andy Bell claims he once turned down an offer of sex from an alien. The Erasure singer said he was paid an erotic visit by 1,000 spaceships and flying angels one night. Explaining why he turned down the steamy offer, he says, I just thought, I'm not quite ready for it, eh? Like, because they're all sexualities all together, mixed up. And they've got like one tentacle, eh? Like, I'm not. Right, okay. I read it in that voice, but that's literally a quote from him. That is a quote from him.
That is exactly what he said.
That can be true. That can be true. You know what it was?
He was at a strip club.
That must be like a joke.
He was at a strip club, and a woman came in with like aliens on her top or something. And it's just like, you know, like the patterns that are like repeating patterns. And so there was 1,000 aliens. He's like, mate, all these fucking ships came at my face. Like,
that. Okay, so it seems to be another.
So this is quite news. This has been.
Seems to be another thing. So it's like, yeah, it seems to be in like other newspapers and
he's
stuff.
He's in the pub. He's just like, oh, Stevie, I'm telling you, mate, I'll no believe this, right? Stevie comes in. Sure. He's like, oh, I was in the bar the other night, and this lassie just wanted to, like, you know, was just wanting some sex, eh? Like, it's thinking, oh, just a bit much. And he's like, you think that's bad, mate? I'm sitting in my house the other night, and I'm no joking you, right? I'm telling you now, right? No exaggeration, right? No exaggeration. Sober as a judge. 1,000 fucking ships came down, eh? Flew in my windy. All of them fit in my living room. And these aliens are like, right, we're wanting a shag. And I'm like, mate, it's too much pressure. I can't do it, mate. I was like, how do you please somebody like that, eh? Stevie's like, I mean, that's rough, eh? Like, 1,000.
Do you know what my favourite bit is? Him going, like, listen,
they're all the sexualities together, eh? Like,
they're all mixed up, and they've only got one tentacle, and I'll tell you what.
It's like something like an older kid in school would tell you. Eh? Like, it's like, I'll tell you what, like primary like, 7, and you're like primary 4, and it's like, you ever seen the alien lassies? And it's like, no. And it's like, oh, mate, they're all the sexualities put together, eh? Like, see, they've only got the one tentacle.
Like, it's like that guy I told you about when I gingerbread. when I was like, I've seen a 12, I've seen a 15, and this guy was like, I've seen a 35. Eh? Like,
he's like, you get what?
He's like, last night,
alien lassies are all the sexualities put together. Eh?
He's like, listen, no. It's my favourite bit, but his justification is, they've only got one tentacle, mate. And it's like, I'm telling you, dude, I only mess about with aliens that have got minimum 2 tentacles, eh? Like,
just, what the fuck? So, clearly there's like, someone's obviously interviewed him, right? And so he's saying this to someone. I'm curious what their reaction is. It's like, yes.
Nay bother.
Of course.
But I want to know is, like, how did that happen? Okay, so let's look through this. So
that's
the Erasure singer
says
he was paid an erotic visit by 1,000 spaceships, right? So he's in his house, and 1,000, he just hears a wee noise outside. It's like, they're coming to it. It's like, oh no. That's like, that's so it's like, oh no, Terrence.
What the fuck's that?
That's the shagging aliens. Like, so he goes outside. Like,
what the fuck's that bastard racket there?
And there's like 1,000 spaceships. It's like, Barry, how many spaceships? No, Andy, how many spaceships are there? Let me count. What? 5 minutes later. It's exactly 1,000. They're like, 999? No, exactly 1,000, mate. And I want to know. So he says they offered him sex. 1,000 aliens offered him sex. So it's like, what happened is like,
went a shag.
Like, what happened here? Or was it like Tinder? He was just scrolling through on Tinder. Like,
and he was just like, alien bosses.
He's like, oh, there's 1,000 aliens went and bumped on Tinder. Eh? Like,
less than a mile away.
That's outside my house.
Swipe right.
I went on Plenty of Aliens last night. And it's like,
I was looking for the two tentacled bird, eh? Like. I mean, that's gotta be.
Oh, wait, it says and flying angels as well.
Oh,
there you go. There you go.
He's like,
mate, the flying angels were writing a piece as well.
I'm telling you what, right now, I didn't give a fuck how many lasses are waiting to pump you. I've had aliens and flying angels. As if, no, they bastard angels that just walk about the ground. I'm talking about the flying angels, mate. They were waiting a piece of the bob. All night, mate. Thousands of them.
You're right, that does just sound like...
That sounds like DMT or just fucking like magic mushrooms or acid or some shit.
Let's see what else he says. So I'm just going to click on the first article that comes up from... Okay, so he says, my house in Spain is the biggest financial drain. Well, first of all, that rhymed. I'm impressed
That's
by that
amazing.
Already, right? Okay, so...
My house in Spain
I'm gonna
is
see,
my biggest
now,
financial drain.
This is an interview with The Telegraph. Surely they're going to ask him about aliens.
They're a pretty... They're,
right.
You know, they're fairly...
Whoever
legit,
asked
right?
him, whoever interviewed him is... incompetent, because you should be asking them about the aliens.
How do they know? I would all my questions would be alien questions, like how tall are they? What do they look like? Other than the one tentacle, you know, is it a long tentacle? Is it short? What color are these aliens? Are they intelligent? What are their accents like? Because clearly they're speaking English, because he deduced that they're offered him sex, so they speak English apparently, right? Because
yep.
God knows where they've been.
Yep.
Right? And they're all the sexualities rolled into one. They've only got one tentacle, right? But they somehow speak English, regardless of where they've came from, you know? Because that's just what they do. So I want to know all the details. What did they mean by, you know, what kind of sex are we talking about here? Thousand of them at once? You know, just...
I'm going to get through every one of them.
Mate, I'm going to go through them one by one, even if it takes me days, weeks... That would take you weeks.
I can't believe that's a thing.
I think that's funny as shit.
There you go.
I love it. Like, there are these types of people in the world. Like, and they've got mates. They've got mates that are just like, either their mates are in the same mind frame as them, or their mates are just like, that's just fucking Mad Andy. He talks about fucking
mate,
shagging aliens and that.
And you'll get that one person that will believe them down the pub. It's like, and they was always shagging aliens last week.
It'll be like, remember that episode of South Park with the wrestling? Where they're just like, these kids, I'm telling you, he was splitting up from his wife and he stole his girlfriend. It'll just be like, I'm telling you, Andy was shagging the aliens. He was having sex with 1,000 aliens.
Oh, man.
I seen it.
I'm trying to look at this article here and it's just... I'm not wetting the privacy policy.
Mate,
so,
privacy policy again.
Oh, so he told the Daily Star, again, another reputable newspaper.
He's like, well, the fucking bastard mirrored and they listened to me. I'm telling you, aliens.
So his quote is, it's like, so he said...
I mean...
Okay, so here we go. He also claimed that the out-of-this-world life forms... communicate through a clicking in your head, like talking. She's just like, stop asking for a shag. Moreover, he alleged that he has seen the UFOs like hairy drones over a capital city before. She was, he's probably seen like a drone in the park. He's like, stop trying to shag me.
He's seen a fucking pigeon and he's like, it's fucking coming for me. It's like the seagulls are migrating. It's like, there's thousands of them.
They're all wetting a piece. It's the winged angels.
They're wetting some Asian bob.
That's what... So let's have a look at the lyrics for Take On Me. So...
Take on
aliens... Right, so...
Take On Me. Was he in Aha?
Oh, it's... I've got the wrong band. Erasure.
What,
an idiot.
Erasure, the ones that are like...
I tried to discover...
A little something to make me
shake. Yeah, a little respect. So they...
Yeah. That's why I did that thing earlier.
I was just like... I
that joke was just
bands, eh? I was just like... Take On Me. I'm just saying.
Like, I'm telling you now.
Mate,
like,
what?
I had the bell with the aliens. If you're getting down, mate. It's
like, mate, I'm telling you. I had the bell, eh? Like,
the real Slim Shady.
Mate, fucking back and black in the air. Like, dude. You know, I had the bell, eh?
It's like, mate, I'm
like, he's in the club. You can't, like... I'm up in this club, you know, Andy Bell. Can I mean?
Can Andy Bell candy shop?
There you go. Anyway, I'd sometimes do that. I just decide something is that, you know?
It's like dyslexia, but like a different version. You know, like different words will appear differently for dyslexia. Yeah. It's like you've
for
got.
For me, it's just like bands.
Just bands and other things just are completely different.
Yeah. Mate, have you heard? See that Andy Bell going on about the. He done that song by Nine Inch Nails. Hurt. It's like, I hurt myself the day. That was about when he belted 1,000 aliens. The clicking in my head when they leave me alone. Like, you can have them all. Exit line, enter aliens. You know, Andy Bell. Under pressure, feed the aliens. Try to shake me. Clicking in my heat.
I'm going.
Oh my god. Oh fuck.
Cut my life into pieces. 1,000 aliens try to shag me. Clicking in my head.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Aye, they're fucking being clicking in my head today, like.
Oh man.
Oh fuck's sake.
Oh. I think we probably found that a lot funnier than it actually was.
I don't give a shit. That was funny.
I don't know.
Oh my
what
god.
What other songs are there in the world?
Oh. I'm literally yeah.
Oh. Man.
Are you reeling in the aliens? Trying to get a shack. Clicking in the heat. Aliens are not my love. They're just clicking in my heat.
Oh man.
Fucking Jesus.
God damn.
I mean, any interview that he ever does after that, it's just got to be alien questions. Like, why would you ask anything else? Like, oh, we hear you've got this new thing coming up and you're keeping busy and all that. And it's just like,
but you can never leave 1,000 aliens trashing. You're such a lovely place.
Oh my god.
Clicking in my head with the aliens trying to shake me.
Somewhere
1,000 aliens trying to shake me. Clicking in my head.
Oh man.
Oh, you just imagine him at like a press junket, and it's just at the press junket, it's just like, oh, we love all your new projects, Andy. Oh, that's great. And it's just like, tell us about the aliens, Andy. Like,
no, I'm not talking about the aliens.
No,
again.
I'm not going to be defined by the fact that I was daft enough to turn down the opportunity to shag 1,000, exactly 1,000 aliens.
See if it had been 999. Aye, I did not.
They four digits, I just can't deal
with
that.
It's that extra one, Big Terry. Like, I just be that 1,000 aliens.
Fucking Big Bertha at the back there, I'm like, I just can't deal with that. I just can't deal with that. It's too much pressure, eh?
Oh, man. See, now I'm just thinking of songs.
I'm trying to think of more songs, and I'm literally, like everything, I'm blanking completely.
I know. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, fucking hell, that's funny as shit. Oh, God. Well, that's all the time we have.
Yeah, that's it.
We peaked.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Giving myself cramp again. I trained legs earlier today, and I'm just, every time I move my legs in like a slight position, it's just like, just cramp completely. My legs just like,
I've got this new exercise, mate. You just pap 1,000 aliens, yeah. Like,
what you do is you go in and you just absolutely rattle your way through 1,000 aliens and you get cramp in your legs all day. Nick, I'll tell you, mate, you're feeling the DOMS for days, eh? It's like, mate, you can tell CrossFit to go fuck itself, eh? I'm just doing the alien shagging routine, eh? My cardio's never been better.
And it'll be like, you know, people get annoyed by CrossFit people. It's like, oh, here we go. The 1,000 alien guys are
getting
it.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Listen, eh? I just, it's changed my life, eh? Like, I don't eat meat anymore. Like, I just. I've been sleeping better.
I'm telling you, like, the satisfaction you're getting, eh? Like, you've got to make sure that the number's good, though. Like, 500, 600, maybe even, like, 999, eh? Like, that's fine. But none of this 1,000 and above, like, see if you start doing that, like, you're going to a bad
road. Keep spending most of our life trying to shag 1,000.
I can't do that.
Oh, man.
It's like, I was trying to come up with so many, but I'm just like,
I know.
Oh, fuck.
That clicking in my head, I'll lose my mind.
1,000 aliens just trying to shag me. I can't say no, but I know I must.
And they're pure clicking in my heat. In my heat.
That's how they communicate. Like,
I was going to say yes, but they had one tentacle.
Don't they know I only go for two?
He's like,
never mind, I'll find an alien with two.
There'll be no more clicking in my head from you.
Now I get away with you.
I'm no shagging you.
This is the dumbest podcast we've ever done.
Oh, shit. I just love that he's, like, said this to multiple different interviewers, like, dead serious, like, looked them in the eye and went, like, he's like, I, like, they communicated by, like, clicking in my head, and, like, I can't what it was, eh, like.
What, I know, it's like, what, do you know Morse code?
He's like, I'm telling you what, I studied Morse code back in the day. You know what would be funny? It'd be funny if this has actually happened. This is legit, but he's got the Morse code written mixed up. They've actually just been asking for directions, and he's like, what? You're what in a shag?
All thousandies.
What?
Well, I mean, you can sit in my back again today and just, like, chill there the new. Like, I'll need to go to Costco and get some Johnny's. Like, I can't be shaking you on.
There's these clicks. They're multiplying. And it's all in my heat. Because there's 1,000 they're supplying.
It's electrified.
Last Christmas, I clicked in your heat.
But
And the very next day, 1,000 of ye came down and asked for a shot. But I tell you, I couldn't handle it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
That was a good one to leave to last. And that was the top one. That was like many a main event, right?
Yeah, that was.
For that one.
That was, dude. There's tears.
There's
in my face.
That's many a main event right there.
That is. It's hard to get better than that.
No, it's that is pretty funny.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, I've also realized.
You saw it. Oh, you saw it. I scrolled past it there. Oh, man.
Click, click, click. Shaggy Dizzle.
Right there. Right there. You gotta get the karaoke version so you don't get busted for it.
We don't get flagged.
Well, let me turn this up a little. Okay.
Anybody that's still with us, congrats. Yeah. You guys are. What does the chat say? I want to know what the chat has to say about this shit.
Well, this won't be on the.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Aliens all about me. And so the clicking grows. I hate the trash. It's everywhere I go.
Oh, man. This is.
Oh, my God.
For those of you who are listening to the podcast, we apologize. We apologize. This is only on the. For some reason, it doesn't come through on the Audacity link, which is what our audio comes in.
Aliens, I always will.
Anyway, I just had to. Made up.
By the way, I feel it's too much pressure to shaggle you.
Anyway.
Can I at least do it in 2 seconds?
Right. Oh, man.
Oh, how rad are some of the old album covers, man? Look at some of these album covers. They're absolutely insane.
I miss album covers, man.
Dude.
Music sucks now.
I'll tell you what, man. Someone made a point to me where I was like, oh, you know what? Music's pish now. And then someone said to me, they're like, nah, there's still great music out there. It's just, you have to look for it now. You know? Remember when great...
I don't want
it. Yeah. Remember when great music used to be on the radio?
Yeah, dude. I remember when I had my 12th or 13th birthday party at my house. And it was like, we were listening to music. And it was like, we were just waiting for I think it was Without Me. No, it was Real Slim Shady. We were just waiting for Real Slim Shady to come on repeat. And it was like... Well, it'll be on soon. And it was on every 12 minutes for a while. It was just I remember it was on the hits in Box. Do you remember Box?
Oh,
like
God,
Oh, man. I remember I loved the old music channels. And now you can just get whatever you want whenever you want.
Yeah, and I think it's that is good, but it's the same way that sometimes having too many options or having, you know what I mean? Finding music is tougher now because you've literally got the entire internet that you can scroll through. And it's well... Okay, I need to try and narrow this down a wee bit, you know? You sent yourself down a rabbit hole of music, but, I'll probably add, I'll add, wee bits here and there, but nothing major.
I'm going to
oh my.
Switch tactic.
That is horrifying.
I'm going to switch it up here, right?
Look at the state of
I'm
that.
I'm going to talk about... I've just shown Dave an image of Humpty Dumpty, right?
He is terrifying, isn't he? Fuck me.
Thanks to Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass, which... Is it Lewis Carroll that did Alice in Wonderland, or am I getting confused?
I believe that was not Lewis Carroll. I'm not too sure. It might have been, actually. Was it?
It is.
Is it? Oh, there you go.
Which has very, a very creepy
A lot of that shit's
backstory.
Really creepy, yeah.
It is, right? So,
you ever heard the actual story behind Humpty Dumpty? It's proper... crazy.
Well, let's read out these nursery rhymes, right? So, let's just read out some of these. This is what we're giving kids to read, right? So...
Nah, now they're just getting iPads. Oh, my car.
Oh, you're getting called.
I'm getting called.
You got an answer?
I'm cool just now.
All right.
So let's read out Humpty Dumpty, right? From the Poetry Foundation. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the great king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
So he's just fucked.
Yeah, so it's like, listen, I've got this story that I want to tell kids, right? You're going in there, you're pitching it to Pixar, and you're like, it's amazing. I've got this character kids are going to love. He's called Humpty Dumpty, right? And he just sits on a wall, right? And then he just gets pushed off or something, eh, right? And then he falls and just dies. Like, and so everybody tries to put him back together, and they can't, because he's just dead.
So, like, so what basically, all right, I'm planning this wrestling match, right? I'm telling you what, we're going to put heat on him, mate. Like, we're going to put heat on Humpty Dumpty, and he's just never going to make a comeback. Like,
no.
He's just never going to make a comeback. No. It's just going to be unlimited rear naked chokes, and unlimited rear chin locks, and sleeper holds, and stomps to his back constantly. And he's just never going to make a comeback, ever.
So let's go for it. Right. Hickory Dickory Dock. Right, let's see if that one's evil.
Oh my
right?
God.
So there we go. Right. So, Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. The mouse ran down. Hickory Dickory Dock. That can't be it.
That is it. That's literally
awful.
It.
That's awful.
What does that even mean? Hickory Dickory Dock. That sounds
terrible.
Mate, somebody's been up to some dickory right now. Mate, are you fucking about with some. There's, you know, someone's like, oh, there's been some fuckery going on. That's just like, mate, there's been some dickery happening, eh? Like,
so let's have a wee look, see what else we got here.
There's some dickery happening, like.
I'm trying to. So, I think there's quite a lot of these, like, I'm just worried we're going to. You know, some of these, they just seem a little dark, some of these nursery rhymes and whatnot. So. Remember Georgie Porgie? Let's look at that, right?
Okay. Again, that's another one. That's
Georgie Porgie, pudding and pie, kissed the girls and made them cry. Okay.
Why are you kissing girls without their permission, you fuck?
Yeah. So when the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgie ran away. So he's harassing people and, he's and won't face the consequences.
He's basically going up and just being like, yeah, I did what I want. And they're like, no, you'll no do what you want. They slap the piss out of him and he runs away. It's like, fucking dick.
Do they even get to slap the piss out of me? It seems like he just flees.
He just fucks anyway, off.
So here we go. Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns. One a penny. Two a penny. Hot cross buns. If you have no daughters, give them to your sons. One penny. Two penny. Hot cross buns. Right, Pixar, I've got this amazing. Imagine, let's just change it, right? Pixar, I've got this amazing story, right? It's called Sausage Rolls, right? And it's like, you just come in, you say, sausage rolls, sausage rolls. One for one penny. Actually, nah, two for a penny. Like, two for a penny. Sausage rolls, eh? Now, if you've no got any daughters, eh, just give them to your sons. It's like one a... No, sorry, two a penny. Sausage rolls.
It's like, mate, I've got this awesome, amazing idea, right? It's called steak bake.
Right.
Mate, it's called chocolate donut.
Right, let's have a look. What else we got here? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jews.
That can't be real.
What's it called?
What's right there? I'm not going to read it out.
Oh, I see.
So.
That's.
So we'll go for. Itsy Bitsy Spider crawled up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the spout again.
So, in other words, Itsy Bitsy Spider is a rooster who hasn't learned his lesson.
Yeah.
He's like. Oh, there's date again, eh? Like,
none of these are. Oh my God, rockabye baby on the treetops. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all.
So it just basically is exactly the same story as Humpty Dumpty.
But this time it's like, nah, Humpty Dumpty's no evil enough. Make it a baby. Just a baby. And just, you know, have it just fall out a tree.
And die.
That's it.
What the fuck?
I'm telling you, these are evil.
These are insane.
Yeah, let's see what else we got here. Jack and Jill. All right.
Oh, I know this one.
So, let's listen to this. All right.
Heard
Jack
old
and...
Old Adam Sandler did a Jack and Jill movie.
Yeah, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So Jack and Jill, you get up that hill and get some water for the hoose.
Like, aye!
So Jack
get
fell...
Get fucking water.
Jack fell down and broke his crown, so Jack fell and fractured his skull.
He's basically now pishing blood everywhere.
Yeah, Jill came tumbling after. So they're both so falling.
She's fell.
Yeah, so
she's
then Jack got... So then up got Jack and said to Jill, as in his arms he took her, brush off that dirt, for you're not hurt. Let's fetch that pail of water.
So in other words, you're faking it. Fuck off.
I can't.
You've got blood pishing out your head.
I'm the one with the smashed up head.
You've literally got blood pishing out your head. But she's like, mate, it's barely a scratch. Get your arse up that road and get that water new.
There you go. So they...
What the hell are you doing, Jill?
Yep, so they just took the water.
He's dying.
So... London... Oh, here we go. London Bridge is falling down. So, London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. That's like... Hush. London Bridge is falling down.
It's like, I'll tell you what.
It's falling down.
I need to go to the Queen and tell her that the London Bridge is falling down. You know how I'll do it? I'll do it in song.
Oh my God, look how many verses.
Holy shit, that's way too long.
And it ends with, give him a pipe to smoke all night. Smoke all night, smoke all night. Give him a pipe to smoke all night, my fair lady. There you go.
Good God. Some of these are weird. Like, when were these done?
Oh, man, Little Bo Peep is just like a novel. I just can't be arsed, right?
Oh,
Little Bo
so
Peep has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home, bring their tails behind them. Little Bo Peep fell fast asleep and dreamt she heard them bleating. But when she awoke, she found it a joke, for they were all still fleeting. Then up she took her little crook, determined to find them. She found them... Oh, God.
It's not even, you know what, it's not even easy to read though. Do you know what I mean? It's like complicated to read. You have to think about each line.
Yeah, it's just like, come on. Little Bo Peep would never have got over in today's day and age.
Like,
she would have been
dude, lower,
she would, yeah,
lower mid card.
She would have been the dark match before
she would have been,
the TV
yeah,
went on.
She would have been the pre show. Like,
yeah.
Pre show.
Little Bo Peep just would not get over in today's.
She would have been
market.
You know what she would have been? She'd have been doing the JOB. That's what she'd been doing. That's what she'd been doing, Little Bo Peep. Get your arse out of here. Although, is she? I haven't seen it yet, but isn't she an absolute badass in Toy Story 4?
Ah, that's true.
I'm pretty sure. Have you seen Toy Story 4?
I have not.
I've not seen it yet. I want to see it.
I've heard it's bad.
What, really? Toy Story 3 was the tits. I don't know, though. I feel like Toy Story 4, I mean, is it possible?
Did they need another one?
No.
That was the end, right?
They did not need another one, but... I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to argue with another Toy Story movie because Toy Story is really good.
Tom Hanks is just like, I do what I want, mate.
He's like, you know what? I'll just go again with Woody.
This is something I wanted to talk about as well. This got brought up at Christmas, right?
Oh, God.
Have you ever seen the film Big?
Yeah.
You're
aware
of it, right?
It was a while.
Am I right in saying, in this film, how old is the kid in Big? Let's have a look.
That's the guy from Big. Tom Hanks. Funny guy, Tom Hanks. Everything he says is a stitch.
So here we go. So Big, let's look at the plot. So how old is the kid, right?
How old is he in the film?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
He's like 7 or 8 or something.
Yeah, he's
right?
Really young.
Now, have you seen the film?
Yeah, it was a while ago though.
So he becomes an adult.
Yeah.
And then does he not get into a relationship with an adult woman in the film?
I mean,
and she's like, just I'll wait till you're older.
It's like, bitch, what are you doing?
Could you imagine if that was the other way around and it's like, right, we're going to make Big 2, right?
And it's going to be an alien lassie.
It's going to be a 7-year-old lassie and she goes in on a woman's body and gets into a relationship with a man and he's like, hen, just... I'll wait till you're older. It's like, isn't it? Films were weird.
What
back
year
then.
Did that come out, though?
So that came out.
It was like, when would it be? Well, we up the top.
So.
It'd be funny if reception's like, poor reception. Everyone said it was
pedophilia. I got like 97% or something like that.
Everyone said it was pedophilia.
So, like, wow, gross 151 million.
Jesus.
Tom Hanks. Jesus.
Tom Hanks is... Whoa, jeez. Look how different he looks now.
Well, he looks 63 baller. Now. But look at all the movies he's done, right? So let's there's Big,
what's
Sleepless in Seattle,
what is the
Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, The Green Mile, Castaway, yeah. Road to Perdition. Whoa. That dude.
What is his biggest
that
film?
That decade from 92 to 2002 was just like psh, 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 psh.
He was untouchable.
Dude, Catch Me If You Can was in 2002 as well. Saving Private Ryan, 1998.
Oof. Dude, what is his biggest film? What is
I would guess
there was so many you said there.
I was going to say Saving Private Ryan would be my guess. 482 million.
But then what was the budget?
Because
if the budget was like 500 million, then it's like
70.
70.
Yep.
Holy shit. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna go. Okay.
Well, what's bigger than that? Forrest Gump was pretty big. That was pretty big. Wow. 678 million.
Holy shit. Okay. Green Mile. I feel like that's been.
I don't think that'd be bigger.
It's more of a cult hit.
290 million.
Yeah.
Only 290. Oh, dude. Toy Story. Of course.
Of course. Holy
shit.
When
was Toy Story?
It was 1995. Yeah.
Oh my god. Dude, think about. Let's look at that. Let's look at 373 million for that. And then let's look at what Toy Story 2 is, 497 million. Fuck. Toy Story 3, 1 billion.
1 billion.
1 billion.
What the
That's Dr. Evil money.
Tom Hanks might be the most... Is he the most successful actor of all time?
In terms of box office draw, I would think Tom Cruise... But let's look at the movies from... Even just from 92 to 2000... Or when was Toy Story 3? Let's have a look at that.
2009?
Toy Story 2, sorry. 99, oh. Okay? So, that's... Oh. Yeah. So let's go from... Even the period of from... So, Forrest Gump is 94, right?
Yeah.
So between that time, we've got Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, The Green Mile, Castaway, Road to Perdition, Saving Private Ryan, Catch Me If You Can, Toy Story.
It's fucking insane, isn't it?
Dude, that's nuts, man.
What the fuck? That's insane. His box office numbers are, I mean, they could be unmatched.
Tom Cruise, I would say.
Tom Cruise could be close. He's got to be up
there. He's got to be up there.
He's got Mission Impossible. He's got...
Have you seen that clip with Donald Trump and all the Tom Cruise references? It's really weird. I'll show you after this. It's really weird. But, okay, so, yeah, Tom Cruise's aren't as big, right? But let's go from, like, so, he's got Risky Business.
His are a lot of cult classics. By
the
way,
all the ones that I read out were in a 10-year period.
Yeah, that was all the 90s.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So let's start from, like, so Risky Business, right? Top Gun.
Ooh,
Rain Man.
Rain Man.
Right.
Good Lord.
Jerry Maguire. A Few Good Men.
Oof. He's another one that's been in some absolute fucking belters.
Yep. See, now hey, here's the
Tom
thing.
Cruise pish, I'll tell you what, he's a great actor.
Oh, phenomenal actor.
He is up there. Who is it? You know, we do this all the time because we do this with wrestling, right? We do this with wrestlers all the time.
Who's the GOAT?
Who's the GOAT of wrestling? It's always usually like Stone Cold. The Rock, you know, it's always like those names. It's like, who's your Mount Rushmore? Who is your acting, your Hollywood Mount Rushmore?
For me, Christian Bale's one of my favorites.
Christian right? Bale is
Let's look at this. So you're talking, dude, you're talking Empire of the Sun.
Have you ever seen The Fighter?
This American Psycho, The Machinist, Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises. But yes,
dude, who is it that voted Dark Knight Rises?
The Prestige.
Someone voted Dark Knight Rises as the best movie of the decade.
That's stupid.
But that was before... Well, Dark Knight was when? Dark
2008,
Knight was,
I think.
Yeah, so Dark Knight Rises was in the decade, so it's like...
I suppose.
But then again, I'm like, what else came out in this decade? Did Inception come out in this decade? Or last decade, technically?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that was like the best film. I'm trying to think what's the best film
of
the decade.
Best film in the last decade.
It wasn't a whole lot, man.
I mean... I feel like there's so many different films nowadays that like they just don't smash, hit home as hard. Like, it's not like back in the day when everyone's like, fucking Titanic, what? And everyone's going mad about it. Or Avatar back
then. Leonardo DiCaprio. He's got to be up
there. He's up there. I actually think Leonardo DiCaprio is maybe my favorite actor.
So let's look at, yeah, his is insane. His is insane.
Well, he is though. To me, Leonardo DiCaprio is the stunning Steve Austin of Hollywood. He's the stunning Steve because he's so good, but it's only recently he started to get. He's now turning into Stone Cold.
People thought that for a long time. Dude, let me go through this, right?
But he was never getting the Oscar. That was it. He was never getting the Oscar.
No, but that just discredits the Oscars. to be honest, if he doesn't have one.
He's morphed into Stone Cold now, though. He's starting to basically get his ass over like Rover with the masses.
Let's go from 97, Titanic.
Insane.
The Beach. Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York.
Catch Me If You Can.
Oh my God. That's a belter.
The Departed.
Departed's great as well.
Shutter Island. Inception.
Dude.
Django Unchained.
That's another great movie.
Wolf of Wall Street. The Revenant.
Dude, have you ever seen the thing where they say in Django Unchained? Have you ever watched it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the bit where he smashes the glass?
I will have.
When they're doing the negotiation for Jamie Foxx's character's wife.
I can't remember.
And they're doing the negotiation, he smacks his hand on the table. There's actually a glass there, and he bleeds.
Really?
And apparently it's real.
Wow.
It's real. He didn't intend to smash the glass, and then he wipes the blood on that bird's face, and it's like, fuck. Apparently he just kept going. He just kept rolling.
Fair enough.
I was like, what the hell? This guy's a nutcase, man. He's, honest to God, could be... I mean, he's up there. He's up there on the Mount Rushmore. I think he's on there. You gotta go Tom Hanks. He's gotta be on there. He's incredible. He's incredible. Because he does so many other things as well. He's done...
But then again, you're going to start talking about De Niro and Al Pacino and stuff like that.
Fuck yeah,
you know, it's, and then again, you know,
Rushmore of acting, it's like.
But that's, what about actresses as well? You know what I mean? Like, you got to open up.
Actresses, who could, well, I mean, Helen Mirren's got to be on there. You got to have. Judy Dench, but. I mean, if we're talking even current actresses, like let's talk current.
But Cameron Diaz, she's a pretty good career. No, I'm just throwing it out there.
Nah, most famous.
Oh, you're right.
Was,
you're right.
Yeah, most famous. The thing Mask. She did was The Mask, and it's like
dude,
that was
Jim. The Mask is just so
dude,
great.
Jim Carrey. He's
Jim Carrey's up
he's
there, man.
He's unbelievable. Okay, actresses.
Dude, Jim Carrey is so funny. Jim Carrey can make bad films good.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Like.
Cable Guy, that's a bit, that's a weird film.
But it's Jim Carrey.
It's uncomfortable, but again, Jim Carrey. Like, that's weird.
So,
like,
Sophie in the chat says Brie Larson.
I can say Brie Larson, she's pretty good.
Let's have a look.
I was going to say Brie Larson, potentially Margot Robbie.
Wait, she's only 30, and we're going to consider her the GOAT.
No, not the GOAT. Not the GOAT, she's trailblazing right now. She's a trailblazer. She's a trailblazer. I myself am a trailblazer.
I've studied her more than anybody else.
I know I'm all about trailblazers. I'm trying to think who's absolutely smashing. To be fair, she's been kind of pushing a very strong like feminist movement in Hollywood. She gets a lot of pish as well. Brie Larson gets a lot of pish that she doesn't deserve. A lot of people are giving her pish for stuff that she doesn't deserve. What's her face? Marilyn Monroe, dude. Back in the day.
Yeah, but would it stack up?
Who else?
Nicole Kidman's got to be up there.
She's Audrey Hepburn?
Yeah.
Audrey Hepburn, she's the... Oh, yeah. I was going to say Charlize Theron, but nah. Like, she's kind of, you know... She's kind of done some stuff. But I'm like...
Tell you what, Jessica Lange and Kathy Bates had amazing performances in American Horror Story.
Yes.
I need to catch up with that.
Fucking...
Did you watch that?
If we're talking about the actors, like male actors, fucking Jack Nicholson.
Oh, dude.
Jack Nicholson, dude. What? I just when you said
watch
Kathy.
Watch the volume.
Just when you were talking about
it's
Kathy.
It's a late night podcast.
Yeah.
The neighbors are crying downstairs. I can hear them. All right, so here we go. Dude. He's got to be up there.
Jack
dude.
Nicholson.
He's got to be up there. Check this out. Okay. So.
The Shining.
Right, so where are we going from? I've studied The Shining. It's amazing.
Departed.
Oh, God,
dude, he was the Joker in Batman.
I know. Okay, so China. Let's go from ones we've seen. So, movies he was in. Like, this is back in the day. If you go, like, 19... Like, so I just looked at one of the years there, and he was in, like, four... Yeah, 1967, he's in three movies that year. In 1960, he's in one, two, three, four movies.
That's a busy man.
In 1975, four movies. Oh my God, dude. Right, look at this, right? Let's go through this. So, Chinatown. This is from 74 onwards. Chinatown. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Belter. The Shining. Belter. And I'm missing loads out here. Terms of Endearment. Batman, A Few Good Men.
Shit, yeah, he was in that as well.
Mars Attacks. He was hilarious in that. You ever seen Mars Attacks?
I haven't, no.
Dude, that's funny, man.
Is that
funny.
A great film?
It's funny, yeah. The Pledge, Anger Management, oh, Something's Gotta yeah. Give, The Departed, Bucket List. He hasn't been in film since 2010.
Dude, there, what's he doing?
I don't know, chilling. He's Jack Nicholson. He's just pumping aliens. Anyway, man, on that note, we should probably call it quits there.
I mean, yeah.
This has been pish talk.
That's what I want to know.
Well and truly.
Tweet at me your male and female actor and actors and actresses, your Mount Rushmore.
Let us know, people.
Your Mount Rushmores. I want to know, how many people are on Mount Rushmore? Is it five? Or is it four?
Four.
Is it four on Mount Rushmore? I'm not familiar. Four on the Mount Rushmore. So give me your Mount Rushmore, male and female Hollywood stars. I want to know your thoughts.
Let us know, people.
I want to know.
All right. We're going to bail.
This has well and truly been
pish talk.
Some lived up premium to quality pish talk.
Yeah, we lived up to the
24 karat gold, yeah. Pish talk.
I think we're going to have to call it 1,000 aliens, aren't we?
Something like that. 1,000 aliens.
1,000 in the heat.
Shagging an Andy Bell's house.
Should it be 1,000 aliens and clicking in the heat? Also, thanks to Rich for watching as well. Much appreciated, Rich.
Rich.
Appreciate that. What are you thinking for the name? I mean, 1,000 aliens and clicking in the heat? Or
clicking in the heat, that's so fun.
Thing is, when we give it like stupidly long titles, they tend to get more listens.
I would go sexual encounters with 1,000 aliens.
I can't be that.
Non-sexual.
Wait, it's the word sexual. You can't put that word in the title. God damn it. There's encounters of the third kind. 1,000 encounters of the third kind with clicking in the heat.
Of the third kind as well.
We'll figure it out. All right, folks, this has been Pish Talk. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.